perhaps his single best-known story, which won both the Nebula and the Hugo in 1980. The Way of Cross and Dragon, which won a Hugo Award in the same year, making George the first author ever to receive two Hugo Awards for fiction in the same year. Bitter Blooms, The Stone City, Star Lady, and others. These stories would be initially collected in Sand Kings, one of the strongest collections of the period. By now, he had mostly moved away from analog, although he would have a long sequence of stories about the droll interstellar adventures of Haviland Tuff, later collected in Tuff Voyaging, running throughout the 80s in the Stanley Schmidt analog, as well as a few strong individual pieces such as the novella Night Flyers. Most of his major work of the late 70s and early 80s, though, would appear in Omni, at the time the best-paying market in science fiction, the top of the SF short fiction food chain. The late 70s also saw the publication of his memorable novel Dying of the Light, his only solo SF novel. By the early middle years of the 80s, though, George's career was turning in other directions. Directions that would take him far from the kind of career path that you might have forecast for him in the 70s. Horror was starting to burgeon then as a separate publishing category in the early and middle 80s, and George would produce